Iranians have an election that will test the Trump influence in the Middle East in a very different way than his overseas trip to Saudi Arabia. Will Iranians stay the course with current president, moderate cleric Hassan Rouhani, or choose hardline conservatives, among them Ibrahim Raisi? The popular nuclear deal in Iran is part of the campaign, as well as fears that it may be threatened by President Trump, who criticized it on the campaign trail. Trita Parsi of the National Iranian American Council says the people are speaking mostly about their hopes for an improving economy, and they may be inclined to punish anyone they see getting in the way of that economic growth.
All the polls show that Rouhani is doing quite well. However, if a major surprise happens or if the turnout ends up being rather low, then there is a risk that Rouhani would lose. And part of the reason why the turnout could end up being low is that despite the fact that the population clearly seems to want to have greater openness, there is disappointment that the nuclear deal has not yielded the economic benefits that people had anticipated.
And there, I suspect, is worry about President Trump in that regard.
That is a very big reason as to why the economic benefits have not come through, because a lot of international businesses who would like to invest in Iran are very much afraid of doing so because they fear that President Trump is going to reimpose sanctions and undo the nuclear deal. And they're not in the mood of having to pay the cost of going into Iran and then having to leave it again, because that's both embarrassing for these companies, but also very financially costly.
And is there a domestic issue that is dominating the electoral campaign?
More than anything else, it is the economy. And that's what the hardliners, very interesting, the hardline candidate, Ibrahim Raisi, has actually avoided many of these cultural issues, the more socially conservative issues that people of his party or his orientation have tended to focus on, and instead zeroed in very much on the idea that Rouhani has failed on the economy and that he was naive signing this nuclear deal and essentially has ended up giving up so much of Iran's strategic assets without getting much in return. Having said that, I think it's important to also note that while all of the Republican candidates in the U.S. all opposed the nuclear deal and said that they would either tear it up on day one or try to renegotiate it, the conservatives in Iran have criticized the deal, but all of them have said that they would respect and adhere to it.
In terms of the Iranian economy, have oil prices helped or hurt the available hard currency from the oil business?
Well, oil prices have dropped quite significantly, so the oil income that the Iranians could have expected have been lower. But on the other hand, the Iranians have started pumping up much more oil and they have regained their market shares to a very large extent. In fact, this year alone, IMF is predicting that Iran will have a 6.6% growth, which is quite significant. However, almost all of that growth is driven by oil sales. And there's a problem with that. The oil industry is controlled by the state, which means that all of the money is going to the state. This is not benefiting the private sector in Iran, and it's the private sector that could help create new jobs. So as a result, there is more money coming in. The economy is growing, but average people are not feeling it.
Does Ibrahim Raisi, the hardliner and the challenger in this case, have the support of the supreme leader and the always expected to be hardline clergy?
He certainly wants to give the impression that he is the candidate favored by Khamenei. But what is fascinating here is that the candidate that has been favored or who has been believed to be favored by Khamenei, the supreme leader, in the last five or six elections have always lost. The people go out and they vote for the opposite candidate. This happened in 1997. When Khatami won, this happened in 2005 when Ahmadinejad won. It happened in 2009 when the Green Movement did win, but their elections were stolen. And remember, in 2013, most people believed that it was the very hardline nuclear negotiator, Saeed Jalili, who was favored by Khamenei, and he only got 11% of the vote. Rouhani crushed him.
Trita Parsi is founder and president of the National Iranian American Council. Very interesting to see what happens. Trita, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.